What do you know? That's the name of the podcast title today. And that is what we're going to discuss. And I'll just let you know that you may need a pen and paper for this particular podcast. So as I ramble on and bring you up to speed on some of the other things, have a little fidget around, either in your bedroom, in your office, in your living room. Find a pen and paper. You'll also need your Slimming World book as well. I'll explain that in a second. So it's just me today. Anna is not very well, which we'll hopefully be able to kind of bring you up to speed with next week. Next week we're doing listeners' questions, and we've already been sent a ton of your questions. Our plan was that we were going to do that on Friday, but it just didn't go quite to plan, as sometimes life does. But I'll let Anna fill you in on how she's getting on when she's back. And it's been a bit tough for her. So just send her some love and give her a wave on social media. I know that for her, she's always flicking through Instagram timelines. So just send her a message and say that you're thinking of her, because I know it will really help. So we kind of put pause on the usual podcast, and we'll come back to that next week. And I must say, actually, some of the comments that you've sent for listeners' questions are really, really varied from so many people at different stages of the journey. I guess maybe it's the time of year as well. So I'm recording this in October. I guess some of you might be listening at different times, but right now it's October, and it's like a mixture of people who've kind of been doing it all year. Maybe they started in January. Some people who are rejoining because they want to get back on it for Christmas. And then that kind of September thing, some people are saying it's like a new year, new start because of the school term. So it kind of feels like everyone's back off their holidays and eyes down, they let the game commence. Which I thought was really, really interesting. That was kind of in the back of my mind of thinking, what's kind of relevant for all of us right now when we sit in our groups and hear our chats and things. So just a reminder that if you can subscribe and leave a review and rate this podcast, that would be much appreciated. I think on Spotify you can follow us as well. And we are on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. So come and join the party, where you can kind of connect with us. And we put kind of a bunch of inspirational quotes and some photos. And we ask you questions and do very strange lives in weird places around the world. I was doing one walking around a park in Madrid the other day, because that's where I happen to be working. So you get to see us in a whole raft of places, including Anna seems to do her Instagram. When I join late at night, she's in one of her 79 pairs of pyjamas in her bed. So if that's something that you want to see, whether we are actually real, that is an option for you. So, what do we know? This kind of just came to me, right? I just woke up the other day. And I was thinking, like so many of you are, I'm just a bit stuck. I'm kind of fallen out of love with where I'm going. I've come through so much. I got my 5-stone loss certificate. I think it was back in June. I don't know where I put my book now. My book's somewhere in this room. I think it was back in June. And since then, I've just kind of I've not really got any further. My target is 6 stone. And this final stone, whilst I've not really been kind of going, gaining lots, I've not really been moving forwards. And I've kind of been rumbling around lots of different reasons of why, maybe some of them excuses. So something kind of came to me the other day about this phrase, and I think I posted on our Instagram, that hope is not a strategy. And this idea of planning, not drifting. And I was watching like some kind of TED talk on YouTube the other day. And I love a good stat, right? I love statistics. I love research. I just love geeking out on that stuff. And what this person was saying is how our past behavior predicts our future behavior. So we could assume if that's what we've always done, that's probably what we're always going to do. Habits obviously take a long time to change, but our default, our unconscious kind of part of us, looking at how we behaved in the past can predict the future. And so what I kind of thought was, I hadn't really looked at the back of my book. How many of you will go to group and you'll weigh in, and whoever's on the weigh-in scales writes in the number, you see whether it's a good result or a bad result or a never mind. You close that book and you don't look at the book until you go for your next weigh-in. In fact, how many of you know that on the far right-hand side, that column that's always empty says at the very top, my plan of action? I don't think I've seen anybody ever really use that column. I mean, I guess it'd be really interesting to hear from you if you are a weigh lady, actually, or a consultant. What do people write in that column? Like for me, what I started writing was when I got my certificates. And obviously when you first start your journey, there's loads of things going through because you're more likely to, well, in my opinion, my situation, you're more likely to get slimmer of the week. You get to go through your, when you've got a lot more weight to lose, you're kind of smashing through certificates. And then as you get nearer to your target, and if you've kind of come on a long journey, it gets a bit slower. So then it kind of starts to look empty. And so along the way, I've written things like my Spice Girl dress, my watch, just to remind me of little non-scale victories and use it. But what I also thought was how, if we look at the kind of trends and the patterns, over time when we're doing weighing, particularly if we've done it for a long time, maybe that shows us what that's going to look like in future. So right now, I looked in my calendar and it is 11 weeks to Christmas. If you're listening to this in New Year or whatever, fix a time, maybe 11 or 12 weeks in the future. So it's 11 weeks to Christmas. And I posted on our Twitter a question of how do people want to feel on the 25th of December 2019? And notice I didn't say how much weight do you want to have lost. I said, how do you want to feel? Because a big part of what we kind of talk about in this podcast is celebrating the non-scale victories, the small things like, you know, wearing that dress that you've kept in your wardrobe for like 3 years and never dared to see whether it actually fits now. Going out and buying that new pair of shoes, just feeling really healthy and not getting to Christmas and feeling exhausted because finally you have a few days off. So I posed that question, how do you want to feel on the 25th of December 2019? And it's up to you what your answer is to that question. I'll share in a second. My phone's across the other side of the room, so I'll go and get my phone in a second and I'll share what some of you put. It's really cool, actually. But the other thing is, what I did was with my pen and paper, I looked back at the last 11 weeks of my weight loss journey. And so on the piece of paper, I wrote down on one column on the left-hand side, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, right? One long line. And then on the next column, I put my past week's weight loss. So starting back like from number 11, I put, well, what was this week's weight loss? Then next number 10, what was last week's weight loss? Number 9, what was 2 weeks ago? Until I filled up. So next, those two columns were filled with either, you know, week 1 maintain, week 2 minus 2, week 3 plus 3, that kind of thing, right? So you've got a list of two lists of what it looks like. Then what I did was I put a third column and I called it my future weight prediction. And this is based on the last 11 weeks. So at the very top, I wrote what my current weight is. And then I worked through as if my weigh-in was going to be the same as the last 11 weeks. So, you know, for instance, if your weight right now, I'm just going to make this up. If my weight right now was 13 stone and next to week one, I had minus 2, then I would put 12 stone 12. For week 2, I had maintained, well, then I'd put 12 stone 12. And so you kind of fill it all the way through. And by the time you get down to the bottom for week 11, whatever weight is in that box, you know, for future weight prediction, judging by your past 11 weeks behavior, That weight is what you're going to weigh on Christmas Day. And obviously, like, for the last 11 weeks, so many of us have, like, been on holiday. You've had, like, the kids at home, or I don't know, there's always, like, a bump in there, isn't there? But then also, I think in the next 11 weeks, there are likely to be bumps too. Like, think of the Christmas parties, family get-togethers, there might be a birthday, all those kind of things. So 11, 12 weeks is probably a reasonable time to kind of see a generic trend. So here's the thing, right? When I did this with mine, I was absolutely horrified. So based on my past behaviour, doing all that through to my future weight prediction, in 11 weeks' time, if I repeat the same 11-week pattern, I will weigh half a pound heavier than I do right now on Christmas Day. And so the question that I asked myself was, am I okay with that? And if I'm not, then what am I going to do about it? And I'm not okay with that. Basically, I am not here to pay $4.95 to weigh half a pound heavier in 11 weeks. So it was kind of like, you know, I'm not, rather than me just hoping that I'm going to weigh less at Christmas, rather than me just kind of going week to week and then weighing in, looking at that in a longer term pattern, it kind of shocked me. And I was like, wow. And I suppose, like, it might be that hopefully your future weight prediction might show that you weigh, I don't know, half a stone or a stone lighter. And that's great. Like, and so then you have to ask yourself, well, what did I do to kind of get that loss? Can I keep that up? How can I keep that up? If you gained, then it's like, well, what did I do? Where did it go wrong? How can I protect myself? How can I stop that? And I guess if you're target, then that's good, right? You're still kind of tracking and seeing where you're at, whether you're weighing in or you're not weighing in. It's just good to kind of think in this long-term, you know, view. And like the book that I kind of always say that I think is amazing is that Be the Difference book that comes in the packs now. And it kind of looks over a six-week period. And now they've got the Christmas book coming out, which looks absolutely banging. I really want one. So I'm like offering Anna bribes and things to see whether I can get my hands on one the moment that they become available. I think they come out on like Countdown soon. I like the way it has like four pages for Christmas cards at the back. Like, who has that many friends and also sends that many Christmas cards anymore? I don't know. A kind of bit of a, let's just hit pause for a second. Let's just see what's been going on the last 11 weeks and let's decide and choose our fate for the next 11 weeks and try and do what we can control. So, yeah, something to think about. Past behaviour predicts future behaviour. Applying the last 11 weeks to predict the next 11 weeks. This idea that hope isn't a strategy and to plan, not drift. Oh, let me just get my phone and I'll read some of your comments. Hold the line, caller. My phone had no power on it whatsoever, so I had to go give it some love. Okay, so here you go. I asked you the question. So yesterday was 80 days until Christmas. How do you want to feel on the 25th of December 2019? Here's what some of you said. Sarah Stapley, hello Sarah, a long time listener. God, Sarah, we've known you since January. I still want to be at Target feeling confident because I'll be on a Jamaican beach eating jerk chicken on Christmas Day. Ah, you show off. Alison says, I want to feel proud that I made the effort and feeling good in an outfit is the reward. Nice. Emma, I don't want how I feel on Christmas Day to be determined by my weight. Sam says, my goals before Christmas is one, to be under 20 stone and two, to run a 50K. Wow. Haywood Alt, Hi-Ho Adults, part of the Scallop crew, I think. The three H's, healthy, happy and hopeful for the future. Love that. And Jodie says she's going to be at Target by the end of October this year. And then maybe a new Target for Christmas. Nice. I know Jodie's been out doing loads of running as well. She's on a mission this year. So anyway, I'll come back to like some more of those. Well, I'll save some for listeners' questions next week. But hopefully that gives you something to think about. And yeah, let us know your thoughts. Maybe, you know, like how we have these Christmas baubles that we've had in previous years. Get involved in doing some of that. My Christmas bauble last year said that I wanted to get my 4-stone certificate. I didn't quite get it for Christmas, but I did get it for New Year. Somehow I managed to lose 0.5 pound over Christmas. So like literally anything is possible. So yeah, write down what it is that you want. If you want to share with us what you want that feeling to be, then put a message on Instagram and tag us in it. That's one of the ways. You can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, keep on track. If there are other questions of some of the things, I know we've talked about sleep in the past few weeks. I think like we planned to talk about being vegetarian on Slimming World. That was one of the things on the list. Also eating out as well, how to kind of look for the tips around spotting the free food opportunities in menus on takeaways and restaurants and things like that. Which I've got to say, last week was freaking difficult. I was working at a conference, like, you know, when they just have all those little tiny little nibbly chocolate biscuits, and before you know it, you've had 5 because that's all that's there. And then, like, there just seemed to be chips and burgers. That's all there seemed to be. And then I just didn't want it. And my stomach felt so bad after eating 4 days of that, because I've been, like, clean living for so long. And it kind of made you just think, wow, that's all I used to eat before I kind of came back to Slimming World. That was literally all I used to eat, beige food. And my body was just, like, repelling it. I did actually, though, thinking of Anna, I did eat loads and loads of melon. Not melon balls, but melon. So maybe I can fall in love with melon after all. Miracles can happen. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now. Have a great week, whatever you are up to. Hope that this was helpful and connect with you in the very near future. Ta-ra a bit.